Today in Business from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is sponsored by Cloud Optimizer.
As we migrated more of our business to the cloud, we were seeing expenses go up, but we couldn't pinpoint the cause. It seemed less of a cloud, more of a fog. That's why we brought on Cloud Optimizer, and they saved the day.
Are you seeing your cloud hosting bills go up and you're not sure why? It's time to put Cloud Optimizer to work for you. Cloud Optimizer analyzes usage patterns, right-sizes resources, leverages discounts you may not be aware of, implements automation, and much more. And by reducing unnecessary expenses and maximizing performance, Cloud Optimizer guarantees you a savings of 5 times what you spend for their service.
With Cloud Optimizer, we have our spend under control, our company is more agile, profitable, and we're getting peak performance from our cloud.
Make the cloud work for you with Cloud Optimizer. Get a free assessment and find out how much you can save by going to cloudoptimizer.com. Go to cloudoptimizer.com for your free assessment. That's cloudoptimizer.com.
Today in Business from Wired.
Community pharmacies stepped up during COVID and changed for good. Pharmacies have long been perceived as commodities. Now they're a central tool for removing barriers to healthcare. By Jake Galdo. With 19 locations throughout the Milwaukee area, Hyatt Pharmacy focuses on providing quality healthcare to the underserved. To Hashim Zabak, pharmacist and owner, quality healthcare isn't about dispensing medications. It's about removing barriers that influence his community's health. The pharmacists and pharmacy technicians of Hyatt, an Arabic word that means life, visit patients in their homes, and the team collectively speaks over 20 different languages and dialects. During these visits, which Zabak calls Medication Therapy Management, or MTM, pharmacists educate patients about their medical conditions, provide alternative methods for health management, administer antipsychotic medications, and ensure that patients take medications as prescribed. It's a more involved version of care than you might expect from a community pharmacy, a category that encompasses everything from chains like CVS and Walgreens to grocery stores like Kroger to mass merchandisers like Walmart to the independently owned small business down the street. But while the perception of pharmacies as a commodity and pharmacists as shufflers of pills from the big bottle to the little bottle has for decades remained largely unchanged, the landscape has changed in recent years, particularly in the wake of COVID-19. Today's community pharmacists administer vaccines, manage chronic disease, supply birth control, optimize medication regimens, and in some cases assess genetic markers for personalized medicine, to name just a few services. Unfortunately, the availability of those offerings differs from state to state and between types of community pharmacies. Professionally, community pharmacies have spent decades advocating for advanced services, often through legislative initiatives for pharmacists to be identified legally as healthcare providers, as well as the role of the pharmacy technician to expand. The COVID-19 pandemic and subsequent federal actions, like the PREP Act, flipped a switch for pharmacy practice legislatively. Practically overnight, pharmacy technicians, under the supervision of a qualified pharmacist and with appropriate training, were authorized to administer vaccines to children and COVID-19 vaccines for any eligible patient over the age of 3 in October 2020. The PREP Act continues to change practice. An August 2021 amendment expanded the authorization for pharmacy technicians to administer the influenza vaccine to any patient regardless of age, similar to COVID-19 vaccines. Legislators saw community pharmacies as a way to fill increasing healthcare gaps. The pandemic closed many healthcare practices and opened doors for pharmacies to step in. Hyatt Pharmacy is one among many providers that are using that expanded authorization to better serve their communities. In May 2020, It implemented a new clinical service, testing services, specifically COVID-19 screenings. Zaback personally conducted the screenings to demonstrate to staff and patients the importance of this work. During the initial interview for this piece, Zaback was pulled away to deal with testing patients, now for the Delta variant. When the vaccine became available, Hyatt Pharmacy stepped up. It has an economic sign-up system, but the communities Hyatt serves have low technology adoption, so most of those early vaccinations went to eligible walk-in patients. Hyatt Pharmacy emphasizes care for the elderly, sick, and underserved, and it has administered over 50,000 immunizations to Milwaukee residents. Once adolescent vaccines were authorized, the first dose administered in the pharmacy was Zaback to his son. Just as the community pharmacy's role has evolved, so too has its financial model. Dispensing drugs is increasingly a loss leader for pharmacies. In some states, the responsibility of dispensing medications has shifted to pharmacy technicians, though still under the direct supervision and oversight of a pharmacist. Community pharmacists are arguably overtrained to only dispense medications. The entry-level degree is a doctorate. Automation and technology help patients get medication, while pharmacists, like Zaback, are well-positioned to ensure patients know what to do with it. Optimizing medications, ensuring the appropriate dose is dispensed, monitoring adverse drug reactions to mitigate harm, and recommending specific therapy are how a pharmacist can improve the quality and care for patients. It can also lead to indirect savings for healthcare expenditure. Expenses stemming from morbidity and mortality tied to non-optimized medication therapy totaled an estimated $528.4 billion in the U.S. in 2016. The long-term care admissions, hospitalizations, and other negative outcomes associated with wrong dosing, gaps in care, and so on cost more than prescription medications themselves. Paying for how to use the medication, like what Zaback's team does during home visits, may be more important than paying for the medication itself, and it creates a different financial model outside of dispensing drugs. A project in Asheville, North Carolina, demonstrates the potential of pharmacist-led medication optimization. A network of pharmacies partnered with the city to provide medication optimization services to employees. The pharmacists met with the workers to set and monitor treatment goals, provide education, perform physical assessments, and evaluate clinical laboratory data to adjust medication therapy. This intervention resulted in improved health outcomes, decreased employer medical costs by $1,200 to $1,872 per patient per year, and decreased days of sick time in the group of employees that engaged with the pharmacists compared to the baseline. The so-called Asheville Project emphasizes the evolving role of the community pharmacy. That transformation of community practice isn't the future. The project began in 1997. Community pharmacies everywhere are past due for an Asheville Project-like transformation. The PrEP Act and other legislative steps have helped spur that change in important ways. Pharmacies overnight were able to screen for COVID-19 infections. Patients of all ages received immunizations at pharmacies. Hyatt Pharmacy continues to remove barriers to care in its community and pave the way for a new model of community pharmacy. However, the COVID-19 pandemic showed that Hyatt Pharmacy isn't the exception. It's the new normal.
Like what you learned? Subscribe everywhere you listen to podcasts and get more business news at wired.com/business.